And actually, Eric and you and I are on the call, and Bart is not here. And I don't know if we should postpone the call or what we should do.
I just had a message in my pocket via Skype saying from Paul, no, are we doing the call, question mark, so...
Well, we could do a short one, just a quick update, because I don't know if you all have seen the document that was sent to the CCWG yesterday, the one that Avery did together with...
which of them?
Sorry, if you forward it to me, I can upload it in the other room if you want.
Yeah, but the problem is I don't think I have the actual document that was made in Google Docs, and I can see if I can... just a second, I'll see what I have.
So I'll forward it to Christina. I found something which might be the one.
Yeah, that was sent to the group yesterday.
Yeah, I just sent it. Did you receive it? It's about a Google Docs drive talking about stewardship, accountability, dependencies, drafts.
Yes.
And there's a lot of people here. Mathieu, Avery, Gregory Shatton.
No, but I think there is one since Sunday at 27 minutes past or half past five Sunday evening. Is that the one you're looking at?
This one is 5 to 1 this morning.
This morning. That might be newer.
Yeah. I sent it to you and Christina just.
Okay, I'll just have a look.
I'll see if I'll get hold of Skype as well, so say yes to Paul.
Oh, that's, yeah. But that's fine. Send this to the group.
Yes.
I think it's important to just have a quick chat about this. But as I told before, I have to leave half past three. So what I would like to discuss is actually we sent this to the accountability group, and there is this discussion about delegation, redelegation.
I see.
And what I tried to change it to is that it's not about the actual decision regarding delegation, redelegation, but it's about, it's more about the procedure. If you try and have If you're trying to have something done by IANA, and ICANN don't comply with this request, where do you go? What do you do? Even if you're a government or a registry. So I think we need to have someone that if IANA by some reason don't comply with the request and hasn't follow the procedure, we need to have some kind of mechanism to solve this.
And appeal, isn't it a form of an appeal?
Appeal mechanism, yes.
So would it be submitted to the IAP then, or should it be a separate mechanism?
Well, I think the IAP, yeah.
Sorry?
So if I may...
Yes.
Hi,
you're welcome. Hi, Paul. You sneaked in.
Yeah, really sneaked in.
Sneaked in. I have to say, I am. I've been reflecting on how complicated this very simple task is becoming, and yes. also the various lobbying activities that are going on from certain folks within the ICANN crowd to try and have an internal model. And I have to say, the GTLDs, and actually, Lisa, your point is very valid. The GTLDs are looking for an appeals mechanism in case the board act inappropriately or do not act in the interests of the incumbent registry. Because the ICANN board are the parties with whom the GTLD registry has a contract, and therefore they're looking for some yeah. external body that mm-hmm. can usurp the authority of the board. Now, I understand the need, possibly I understand the need for GTLDs to have an appeals mechanism. But the point I would like to make is with regard to CCTLDs, in that the majority of CCTLDs do not look to ICANN as the source of their authority. Indeed, it's proactively not the source of their authority. And we need to try and enforce that. So my concern of having an independent review panel for CCTLDs is that the rule of law within the appropriate jurisdiction could be ignored, because ICANN or some external party, the appeals panel, consider it inappropriate to act in the way that's required. So I think there's a fundamental difference between what GTLDs probably yeah. quite rightly and what CCs need, because mm-hmm. CCs are not accountable to ICANN. IANA is a service delivery mechanism to the CC community, whereas GTLDs are accountable to ICANN, and they deliver that service via IANA. So could I put that on the table and people throw that at me?
No, I must say I
You're
agree.
Right.
yeah. But I don't think there is a...
terrible.
Yes, boring. No, but actually, Paul, I think it shouldn't be a showstopper here, because what you should do is have an appeal panel that treats CCs and GTLDs different, not alike, not as one kind of registry. They are different.
I agree with you. So they are treated differently. As you know, we've been advocating for many years that the authority of the CC's entry in the IANA database rests with the CC registry mm-hmm. manager, because they're the ones that are accountable to their respective jurisdiction. But we've been asking for an automated interface, and everyone's yes. been saying, oh, yes, we'll deliver, since 2008, mm-hmm. and nothing has been forthcoming. And my fear is, if we go for an internal model, that it will not be possible to have the diversity of CCTLD community respected, because ICANN is going to want to have, just by the virtue of control, mm-hmm. Or authority, or whatever it is they seek, they will want to have a role in the management of a CCTLD, and that's, in my mind, inappropriate.
It is, but and I think it's a valid concern to raise, but I think actually it's very important to kind of make this concern heard, because this has not been anything I've heard as an argument during our discussions for and against the internal and the contract co-solution. And I think it would be good to have this as an absolute concern from the CCs, because then you might find a way to work around it,
I am very happy to raise it. So where I'm going is, we need to come back to basics,
yeah.
because this simple structure that I think we all agreed in Frankfurt could be mm-hmm. lightweight, is getting seriously overloaded to the degree of sinking by virtue of the GTLDs. So I think if we can And to be fair to the GTLD community, when we had our last phone call, and there are so many phone calls per week, I forget which one it was, but Jonathan Robinson recognized that there were three models. There were the GTLDs who wanted a certain set, there were the CCs who had a relationship with ICANN who wanted a certain set, and there were the CCs that didn't have a relationship with ICANN that wanted a certain set. So there were the three models which Jonathan recognized at the last phone call, or certainly the last phone call I was party to, maybe it was the one before last. So we are making some progress, but I have had over the weekend, well, I've had a few emails from CCTLD people banging on saying, well done, keep it going. But I've also had some quiet emails from other folk that say, you know, don't rock the boat. We want to have an internal model because that makes our life easier. And they predominantly those parties that had contracts. So it's very difficult because our CC voice is quite limited within a fundamentally GTLD world, or GTLD ICANN community. Don't know what to do.
No, but I was thinking, how can we... I kind of like making pictures or making a kind of a table. So I would like to see, can we have, like, you pointed out, there are the GTs that have a relation to ICANN, there are CCs that has a relation to ICANN, and there are CCs with absolutely no relation to ICANN. And then you have the MRT, the CSC, the IAP, and the contract co, and you also have the internal. And could you actually make a table like this and say, what do the different groups have of interest in the different bodies within the solution? So you kind of, as you say, you have the ones that are the CCs that has a relation to ICANN. They might be interested in having an IAP with an opportunity to appeal an actual decision, not only the procedure. And then you have the ones without any relation and who think that we're sovereign, so you cannot have any say on our TLD. So you can only have a look at, has the procedure been followed? But for me, I'm mostly concerned about the things that you risk ICANN don't do or doesn't do, and not the things that they will do, because I don't think ICANN will go rogue and suddenly redelegate a domain or a TLD without any request. But if you have a request and they don't follow any orders because they're afraid, or they might be in doubt or whatever reason, or they don't think they have the time, we should have a place to go and say, hey,
let's focus on that for the CCs that do not have a relationship with ICANN. It would be improper for ICANN to take any action at all, because the party that doesn't have a relationship with ICANN should have the mechanisms to effectively update the IANA database. So the government in question, or the court in question, or the whomever in question, as part of their judgment, will say, my gut feeling, it happens in the real world, thou shalt make certain changes within a specified time period, hand over data to the specified party, because that's how it works in the real world. So I think you are respecting the sovereignty aspect, the rule of law aspect, and the appeals process, because if a government is unhappy with the way a CC operates, and the government happens to be at the extreme end of dictatorship, and the users are exceptionally concerned, or the global stability of the DNS is concerned, then there should be an appeals process under the rule of law rather than according to ICANN. That's my point, anyway. Mm-hmm.
No, so your point is you should go to an American court and have a lawsuit there?
So I'm saying within country or within the appropriate jurisdiction where the registry is based, you have a court case. And the judge will anoint a winner, and the loser, who is, let's assume is the incumbent registry, as part of the judgment, have to accord with the judgment specified. And if they don't like that judgment, then they go to an appeal within that jurisdiction.
I completely agree with that. I don't disagree. But what if I don't follow orders from a court in England?
It's nothing to do with ICANN. It's nothing to do with ICANN. If you come over to England, you win in England, and Kane gets screwed, the judge will turn around to Kane and say, within a period of days, I must make changes. And if I fail to make those changes, I'm in breach of the judgment, that I'm in contempt of court. And if ICANN is in the way, because ICANN is frustrating my ability to make the changes, that is a mitigating circumstance, but I would still be in contempt of court. So I could go to jail for not following the
I know, yeah, the court, the decision, yes, but still, I actually think if you as a registry, ask ICANN to do something and we're needing to redelegating anything or make a redelegation, and they don't comply with what I ask them to do, who can I go to?
Are you meaning
ICANN? Yeah, but ICANN, I don't care. It's ICANN who's for me. It's ICANN is in charge of ICANN. So if I have a complaint, I can go to ICANN. But if ICANN says that's the way it's going to be, who can I go to then? I'm not.
If you're recognizing the authority of ICANN, or more accurately, you're creating an authority base within ICANN, you can't turn around and say that the authority which you are deferring to is not following your wishes, because you've handed over authority to them. You have two choices. You either retain the authority within your jurisdiction, or you hand the authority external to your jurisdiction. You can't have both.
Well, it's a mix-up of who is doing what here, because there are two actors in country. It's both the registry and government on the one side, and they have a relation to the ICANN functions on the other hand. So it depends on who is actually doing or not doing things. So we're actually having this as a case coming up this March where government might change their TLD law in Sweden because of difficulties in clearing this legal route out, so to say. So, but
empower governments.
Sorry?
You mustn't empower governments. Governments don't know what they're doing on the whole. They have to follow
a process. No, but they can act anyhow. So. Well, governments act anyway. So.
Eric is wanting to say something. Speak, Eric.
Yeah. Hello.
Hi. Thank you. I follow the conversation and only have two comments. In the case of the redelegation in Colombia, .co was the court that said change the administrator, but nothing happened. Only when the unity of Andes negotiate with the government can make the redelegation the new process. But the resolution of the court in Colombia was no any effect with ICANN. Another case was when the government of Peru tried to take the cctld.pe. They make a rule that says change the administrator. They make a law. And the administrator, we went to the court to appeal that. And finally, we don't have a resolution because we negotiate with the government to retire to step down that law. But finally, the court said, well, the relation between the cctld.pe is with ICANN, that is something external, is a contract. So in base of contract, the government can take that contract. So it's two different cases where the courts put different positions in the countries in the same kind of style of Roman law. And, well, it's not clear for me how could only one system that we are focused in this process can resolve both. I think GTLDs is in one way, and it's clear it's based in contracts, and the CCTLDs is more based in political topics, and not necessarily exactly contract. And I am follow the majority of the words of Paul, but I don't disagree with that some CCTLDs are without relation. All the CCTLDs have a relation with ICANN, formal or informal, because all are in the database, in the YANA database. So maybe we need to focus maybe in a minority report to express our position of CCTLDs, but it's clear that it's not possible at this moment have only one contract for both communities. Maybe this is the conclusion of this working group, that we are not more the same, we are not only TLDs. We are completely different groups after 20 years of existence of this RFC 1591. So maybe this could be one of the conclusions. Thanks.
Thank you, Aaron.
Okay.
An interesting point.
To come back to Eric's point, so he is saying that there have been different interpretations by virtue of ICANN's existence. And that is a valid concern. What I'm advocating, and I disagree with Eric, that I don't have a relationship with ICANN at all. The CCs I administer have a relationship with an entry in a database called IANA. It happens that the staff of IANA are employed by ICANN, but I have never entered into a relationship, nor have I ever been to follow any of ICANN's policies. The policies that we follow are IETF standards. So it does highlight there are the three models. There is the GTLD model, the CCTLD model that wish to work with ICANN or recognize ICANN's quote authority unquote, and then there are the renegades such as my CCs that are independent and serving the respective communities in accordance with the rule of law of the jurisdiction based. So I think Eric has just highlighted the three, sort of endorsed the three views, and somehow we need to get that across. But having an IANA internal to ICANN does pose a number of problems in my mind. But I understand I understand that there'll be some CCs that want an internal ICANN, and I want to respect that, provided they can respect there are some CCs that want not to be impacted by ICANN.
I actually think that's a very interesting way to look at it, and I think if we could kind of accomplish to respect and meet the wishes of the whole CC community, it would be great. And actually, I think a table where we try and make the different approaches, write it down, would help us quite a lot, but I'm not sure.
So let me commit then. I'm not a policy person. I'm not a words person. But let me write something down. I'll circulate it to the four of you or three of you or whatever it is.
Yeah.
I do agree with you, Lisa. It's a good idea to have a picture. A picture paints 1,000 words.
Okay.
But I can do. I can highlight what I'm thinking, and then you can shoot arrows at it.
But I think that would be very nice. And it would be a very good start if we try and position this. And maybe we're having this, we're having a call with Center on Thursday, right? So it could be a good idea to have something like this for this call, just to try and and check some of this, and then we should have try and have a call with the whole the CCTLD world, or try and reach
world.
That list.
Yeah, the CC world. What I'm learning is the majority English is not their first language. They're happy to sit back and watch what's going on because mm-hmm. they trust the people that are there trying to bang the corner. I mean, I had some Caribbean people contact me, and I had some Asian people contact me over the weekend. I have never seen them on any list, mm-hmm. but their messaging is pretty strong. So the problem we have is we have a webinar
mm-hmm.
that they might listen, they might not listen, but there seems to be a reluctance from the CC community to engage, and all we hear are the same voices time and time again. And
yeah.
unfortunately, I fall into that camp. You hear the same voices, and therefore there's an opinion that that's the direction of travel, when there is phenomenal diversity. And Eric's point is very valid. There is, even within Latin America, there is a difference of perspective, even going through courts.
Okay, I really have to leave now because I only had half an hour. But
I think we're done actually, unless anyone else wants to talk on. But I think I will write a synopsis of where I am or what I'm thinking or whatever from the get-go, and then I'll circulate it and you can pull it apart.
Okay.
Excellent.
Perfect. Well, thank you very much, Paul. And
thank you.
Talk to you later. Are you guys involved in any of the RFP3B group or RFP3 group?
Yes.
Call at 9 o'clock tonight, is today. Is there anything else on today? Anything else today?
Not today.
No, that's quite sufficient, actually. But, yeah, I'm joining this evening for that call to listen in. Okay. And there's both 3B and 3 this week. The 3 was moved. 3B was moved to Friday the next, so I'll miss half of that, or if it's Thursday. But it is going on, and actually the last meeting was quite good. It felt like we actually gained some mutual trust, and we came somewhere, even if it's going really, really slow. But we're getting somewhere, at least in the meeting. Mm-hmm. So.
Okay.
Well, thank you all. I do appreciate
thank
the time.
You.
Thanks.
Yes. Talk
thank
to
you.
You later. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.